bright evening, everyone. What is going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And every evening, or every Wednesday, I should say, just after 11 o'clock, at around this time, every Wednesday evening, we do possibly one of the finest, most educational things I think you'll ever hear. Certainly on 2FM now, anyway. I mean, in fairness, you know. I mean, we're not exactly up to much here. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe on Radio 1 you'd hear things of this calibre every day. But, you know, we would kind of do this. This would be our foray into prose and into literature because we talk about Kira's diary. You know how Rick has his book club on RTÉ Radio 1? I'm very surprised he's never reviewed this. I mean, you know.
I'm so surprised.
What's he doing?
Like, well, what? I don't know. I need to get on to him and be like, Rick, come on.
He's kind of dropping the ball a bit. Mm-hmm. Old Rick O'Shea doing his book review. Why has Kira's diary not been reviewed? But hey, that's one of the great mysteries of here, I guess, that maybe we will get to the bottom of eventually. And maybe one day, you never know, he will be reviewing it.
But hopefully.
Hey, yeah, I mean, look, that'd be the ultimate goal. But here's how it works, okay? A few years ago, we started doing this, and honestly, it is just some of the most unintentionally brilliant writing, I guarantee you, you've ever heard. Kira, as like many girls of her generation, like we all did when we were growing up, we didn't have your smartphones and your tweet and your this and your Tumblrs. We just had the internet in its very basic form, like MSN Messenger, or we had normal pen and paper kind of stuff, and lots of ladies kept a diary. Now, I would never have done such a thing because I'm a real man. But, you know, lots of ladies, girls of your age, Kira, at the time, it was a very common thing to do. You kept a standard pen and paper diary with, you know, the goings on of your day and your life and all that kind of stuff.
Stickers from like big magazines.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Smash Hits magazine and stuff like that.
Do kids still do that? Like, is there still football cards or any of that stuff? Probably not.
Is there?
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Is.
I'm not that out of touch then. Okay, cool. Yeah. But look, how about this? Kira brings in her diary every week from when she was a young lady, and she reads to us these wonderful extracts, which are honestly phenomenally entertaining. So here's what we'll do. Kira, I will get you your melodramatic music, as always. We'll turn this over to you. I one day think it's going to be as treasured as the Book of Kells, but until then, we get to enjoy it in its raw, unedited form every night here. So Kira, is there anything we need to know about this diary entry before we get into it?
No, for me, when I was reading it, I was like, God, this must have been like way back in the 90s, whatever. And then I remembered, it was about 2000.
Oh wow.
I think we're heading into, I think we're in 2000, 2001 now.
We're in the noughties.
Yeah,
at
we're
this
in
point.
The noughties.
Oh wow.
And when I saw that, I was like, what? That was only a couple of years ago, but actually it was about 15, 16 years ago.
It terrifies me. I think 2000 was like 4 or 5 years ago.
I know.
2000 was just a few years ago. No, 2000 was a decade and a half ago,
I
friend.
I kid you not.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
Well, look, how about this? Kira, let us get you your music, and then whenever you are ready, we're all behind you. We all support you. We know this is a scary thing, so please.
Dear diary, I'm literally sitting here so depressed. I'm feeling all these emotions and I don't know, is it because it's my time of the month or the fact that this is literally the last August before I head into school in a week for literally the last time.
Oh wow. You're
I'm going into sixth year. The final frontier. This is it, dear diary. The final teenage party before the rest of my life begins. I can throw off these small town shackles and finally become the person I like totally know I was meant to be. It's finally time for me to shine. No more dragging myself out of bed at hell o'clock to sit on a school bus listening to compilation CDs on my Discman. To drown out the noisy incessant chatter of pubescent boys and girls whose faces haven't fully grown into their noses yet. I'm a senior. I feel like one of the pink ladies from the musical Grease. I'm literally going to rule the school.
Yeah.
So this year's Leaving Cert result, this year's Leaving Cert's got the results this week. So obviously me, Lucy and Rebecca were part of the total carnage of results tonight. We went to the local nightclub, which is like a 40-minute bus journey away, and the only way we knew we were going to get in is because Lucy had thrown the leg over the regular bouncer on the door and had, in her own words, really given him a good seeing to.
Wow.
She said he was sound and has been texting her nonstop. Yeah, texting. It's this whole new thing that people with mobile phones are doing. I still haven't got one. Parents still won't let me. But I'm literally like, whatever at this stage. Lucy's mum gave her a mobile basically because Lucy says she feels guilty about being a single mum. And Lucy uses the whole, I can't believe you don't know who my dad is card to emotionally blackmail her.
Wow.
She can be a seriously evil bitch when she wants. Anyway, Lucy texts the bouncer guy to make sure he was on the door so we could get in. Lucy was even hoping to maybe get some alone time with him as well because seemingly he's like circumcised and so big that it's just that tiny bit uncomfortable. But as Lucy says herself, she likes a challenge.
What the
Anyway, on that particular night, I wore shoes that were just too high. Like, I know I'm a sucker for punishment, but they do elongate my legs and make my arse stick out like J-Lo. So I was willing to sacrifice my night standing, which totally was going to lessen my chances of scoring in fairness. But at this stage of the summer, I literally don't care. I did end up giving this guy who's in the year below me a pity shift because, like, his mum died a couple of months back and it was, like, totally sad. But he's not that hot and hasn't really grown into his ears yet.
Oh, dear.
God, he's probably going to go brag to everyone that he scored Kira in sixth year when we start back in school next week. But I, like, totally don't care. I'm a senior now, so I'm totally above all this juvenile bullshit. Anyway, results tonight got off to a dramatic start. We walked into the nightclub and saw Sirica, who Johnny Limp, like, dumped Rebecca before, even though Rebecca had given him her flower and... even though he had a limp and everything. I overheard Sirica in the bathroom telling all the girls that she got enough points to do like a fashion course in Dublin. Wow. And that she knows she'll totally do well because her aunt knows Philip Tracy, who once made a hat for Princess Diana. So her aunt is going to put in a good word for her. I even saw the Nigerian woman who was handing out deodorant roll her eyes. Then I heard sniffling in the cubicle beside me and I knew straight away it was Rebecca. I knocked on the door and went into her. We weren't even half an hour in the club and she was crying for God's sake.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was all like, what does Johnny Limp see in her that he doesn't see in me and blah, blah, blah. My feet were seriously hurting me at this stage, so I had to sit down in her lap, which in turn broke the toilet seat. So that like made us laugh. I told her that she was going to study her ass off this year, get the points for medicine, even though I'd be totally jealous if she actually did, and become the most amazing doctor of all time. And then one day, when she least expected it, Johnny Limp would end up in her surgery with a life-threatening illness and that basically she could let him fuck off and die.
Oh boy.
That seemed to cheer her up and we cleared up her mascara, applied some lip gloss and headed out into the nightclub. Maybe it's because I'm like older now, more mature, but I just did not feel like dancing to Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca like a mad thing.
Wow.
So I went outside to the Chipper and had a burger. I met Hockey Brendan there chatting to this guy. I walked over and the guy immediately walked away. Hockey Brendan was like, thanks a million for cop blocking me. I was like, what? Hockey Brendan was like, that is literally the only other gay man in the vicinity. I was pretty dubious about this, but said nothing. Imagine this time last year, I thought I was in love with Hockey Brendan. And then he asked me to the Debs. And then I thought I was going to lose my virginity to him. But then he turned out to be gay, which in hindsight, I should have seen. So this year, with my own Debs to go, we've made a pact that if we don't find someone to bring, we'll go together again. Or as Hockey Brendan puts it, like a Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston duet. I was like, okay. But I swear to God, dear diary, he will not upstage me. But in another way, at least I know there's no pressure and he's not going to try and ride me.
Exactly.
That's another thing. I'm just like so over the whole sex thing. Literally could not care less if I'm a virgin for the rest of my days. I'm even thinking of coming off the pill. What's the point? By the fact it keeps my skin clear and regulates my periods and shit. No, this year is going to be all about studying, figuring out what career path to go down. Would I even be as bold as to say I'd apply for college in somewhere random like Cork? Who knows? The year of my destiny is finally upon me. It's the beginning of the rest of my life. Oh yeah, so results night had a bad ending. After finishing our burgers, we headed back into the nightclub and noticed there was no bouncer on the door and went and got drinks. Danced the Macarena, River Dance, Sweet Home Alabama. Gave the guy in the year below me the pity shift and then a massive fight broke out. Seeming a load of young lads underage and off their heads managed to get into the club and started fighting. Because let's face it, dear diary, young man children cannot control their emotions and they feel rage for no apparent reason because their fathers are farmers who want them to work on the land but they dream of going to Australia. And the next thing they lash out after some buckfast. But also, the bouncer was gone off the door. The next thing I know, the bouncer was back, closely followed by a guilty-looking Lucy, looking seriously dishevelled. And she quickly told us we had to go ASAP. It was probably best because Rebecca was crying again. Yay. Hockey Brendan was drunk and was chatting to a seriously seedy older man. My feet were killing me. And Lucy obviously had a bit of rough and tumbling with the bouncer behind the back of the nightclub, which could potentially see him lose his job. God, I can't wait to finish my Leaving Cert and go to college and not have to deal with this drama anymore. I just have to keep on telling myself that this year will be the hardest, shittiest year with zero crack. But after that, my fun awaits, which I'm totally okay with because I'm a senior now and I'm like totally mature. Good night, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Wow. Kira, that was incredible. Thank you. Also, I like how you say that bouncer could lose his job. He could probably also go to jail on another note.
Well, it was 15 years ago.
Statute of limitations. You're dead right. Yeah, he won't be going to jail now. He could have gone to jail at the time. Kira, thank you.
You're welcome.